sugi on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says on Ayin Vav, the fundamental machloikis, ultimately, of how is Afaras Nedarim, what's the clock? How do you run the clock when it comes to Afaras Nedarim? Is it Meis Leis, or is it Dina B'Yom Shomo? So the Gemara presents a nafkamina. The Gemara says, the Gemara is a shaila on Ayin Zayin of an Aleph. If you're able to be mefer nedarim shaloi letzarech on Shabbos, there's a din of hafaras nedarim on Shabbos, and the Gemara has an ibaya on the top of Ayin Zayin of an Aleph, mefer nedarim shaloi letzarech on Shabbos, al dilma afilu shaloi letzarech. Ultimately, the Gemara says, afilu shaloi letzarech is a tnai. Afaras nedarim kol hayom. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Meis Leis. Lamanda Amar kol hayom in tefeloi afilu shelo letzarech haShabbos mefer. Lamanda Amar Meis Leis letzarech haShabbos in shelo letzarech shelo letzarech haShabbos lo. So the Gemara presents that this machlekes of how much time you have Meis Leis or at Seif hayom will actually have an afkamina la'alocha of whether or not you're going to be made for nedarim shaloi letzarech on Shabbos. Because if you hold me'is le'is, so then why do you have to be made for the nedar on Shabbos? Just do it whatever time you took the nedar on Shabbos. You'll do it after Shabbos. But if you hold...
It happened Friday night.
Oh, so we're going to get there. Yeah, it's Rav Kiv Eger, Kishmak. So if you have, but if you hold, if you hold that it's seif hayoyim, so you don't have an option, so you have to be made for, you have to be made for lenot. So that's one of the nafkaminos. Obviously, the obvious nafkamina is just how long you have. This is a fundamental nafkamina. It's good. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. It's interesting to point out that the Mishnah and the Ran points this out. That the Mishnah taught this din specifically l'gabe Shabbos. This din is relevant, as the Ran points out, by every day of the week. What is the clock l'gabe afaras nedarim? Is it atzayif hayoyim or is it meis leis? The Ran says what? Nadr b'leil Shabbos, dira masl ayin vav and beis dira masl nadr b'leil Shabbos. Who adim mechol? V'hai dinoket Shabbos milsa agav urcha k'mash malon. It's teaching you another chiddush. Why I chose the case of Shabbos? K'mash malon dinu mefir nedarim b'Shabbos v'afal pi she'inan l'tzarech haShabbos. No, it wanted to teach you this added halacha, which really has nothing to do with this shaila. But there's a separate din of whether or not you're allowed to be mefir nedarim on Shabbos. And within that child of Mefer Nedarim on Shabbos, does it have to be Letzarech Shabbos or not Letzarech Shabbos? Good. If you look at the Rosh says, Nadr B'Leil Shabbos, so he's also bothered by this. Hai D'Nokad B'Leil Shabbos, Hainu K'Leil Shabbos V'Yomo, D'Chsiv Ayer V'Yivoker Yom Echad. So the Shita Mekubet says, is marach a little bit. I sent it to you in the group. There's two pieces that I sent to you in the group. So there's a shita here in the Darm. It says something fascinating. So shita writes in the first shita on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the bottom of the column going on to the top. You see that? Noka davar ayidua de b'shabes hayoyim hoylech achar alayla, because of the pasuk that the Rosh quotes, vayir vayivoker yoyim echot. So meaning, the halacha over here was dictating, the chiddush of the Mishnah was, according to the Rosh, and according to the way the Shita is telling us, is from Shabbos, we know that what? Hayoyim hoylech achar alayla. That the way you schedule the day of Oso Yom is that it starts at night, and then it goes into the day, and then it goes until Sof Hayom. Right? V'chsev ayyer v'yvoker yom echad. The Bishabis, the Dover Ayadu, the Bishabis Ayom al Acharlach. Well, it's non. And this is what's said elsewhere that by Shabbos, that Shabbos is Laila Liyot, right? So what was the Svara before this Mishnah? Why wouldn't you say that?
Why wouldn't we assume Laila
Liyot? Why do I need Shabbos to teach me that?
Itself, right?
Yeah.
And you learned it at the it? The Tanakama said he learned it after eating Yom Shemo. Also says that Yom Shemo would only be mashma yamim and not leila.
No, that's not the same thing. That's an halacha of day. It's like Mila. But once you know it's the day, right? Once you have your drushes, how do you configure the day? So that's what the Mishnah wants to say. Oh, it's Dumi the Shabbos. That what? It's Halayla and then the Yom.
So the Tanakhama source is the Yom Shema.
Yeah.
Right, so I thought that you were saying that the Yom Shema is Yom.
Yom and not?
Right.
No, right. But I'm saying once you know.
Not inclusive of the night.
Right.
Day and then night, or night
right.
and day.
Once you know that it's not just day.
Or not just day.
Right, exactly. Oh, right. Exactly.
That's not addressed.
Exactly. Right. Right. There's two separate shaylos.
Gotcha.
Is it just days, or is it night day or day night?
If you're assuming Goyish, the day of.
Goyish.
Not
what?
If you're not assuming eight slaves.
No. If
you assume eight slaves, it doesn't matter.
You're saying the Shiloh would never be relevant in the Ace La Ace? Right. Yeah, because it's just 24 hours. Right, that's true. So I was thinking, I don't know. Could it be? Could one say in the Shita that a Havamina, that a Dharm is like Hodshim? Kol Anoider, Kilu Bama Bama, Vikil Amakaimo, is Kilu Hikriv Olof. Is that the pshat? Is that the chiddush? I mean, otherwise, what's the havamina? Why would I change this from kolot arakula? Why would I think that this is any different? Why do I need the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell me that it's dumi the Shabbos? The Rosh is clearly saying a chiddush over here, that it's coming to say right. The Ran is saying it's coming just to tell you a zaitik halacha that the Gemara is going to tell you, and the Rosh is telling you no. How do you configure the day? So that's what I need Shabbos for. So however you slice it, I don't know. Whatever we want to say. There is some svar chitayin here. It's just worth thinking about. Is that maybe you would have thought that you can configure the day differently when it comes to kachin? The halacha is the kachin. The halacha is the Gemara always says that the laila is nechshav following the day. The evar mukdarim of those karbanos are always burnt the night afterwards. And in machshava also, there's a lot to talk about there about the fact that the day is configured differently. When it comes to kachim, but that is the halacha adayomazeh, you know, that we do configure the day differently than the kachim. So it's just worth pointing it out. I don't really have a good pshat, so I'd like to hear.
So can make it sound like it's supposed to be like some sort of like immediate reaction by the Baal.
Okay,
that kind of has to like come from like
bim hacharish yacharish
lo. Yeah. Can connect that with perm.
Yeah.
But, it's supposed to be like so that the time that he should normally hear is like during the day, and if it's once he goes to sleep, it's not like a automatic intrinsic reaction.
I actually do like that. I hear. He basically you're saying he slept on it.
Yeah.
He slept on it. So the Havamina would be that that's Megala, that's a Hakama. That when it's such a duration. Right.
I'm not going to hear about it at night usually because he's sleeping.
I hear.
Why would that be the order though, as much as it's
right,
next?
Right.
Well, because you'd hear about it during the day, meaning, and then you go to sleep at night. So it wouldn't include.
But if that would be the case, so according to your Svara, once I woke up, if she took a neder at night, or you're saying I wouldn't hear about it at night.
Generally.
So the clock always starts in the morning when I hear about it. That's and then you got the next night, and you slept on it. Okay. I hear. Good. Fine. This kasha, though, gets some of the achronim to tumult in a little bit of other areas, which I think are very geshmak and nekudas that really come out of our sugya. There's a geshmak shaila that the poskim discuss, which is going to be in your... Ooh, Taka, I have something. It's going to be in Yonah D'Yoma very soon. There's a big Shiloh, Rav Shmuel Zalman discusses this about Sfir Sa'imer. If you were Mekabel Shabbos, let's say you daven the Plag Mincha, right? So you daven the Plag Mincha and you forgot to count Sfir. So can you count Sfir afterwards? Maisa, it's really a Shiloh that connects to Nida every Shabbos. that let's say she wants to do a hefsek taira after she's mekabel Shabbos. So lemaisa the Ramah has 2 days. Yeah. So I could be. I don't remember.
He wasn't sure.
It was a sakseika.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So the Ramah. The Ramah discusses if you could pull a hefsek taira after your mekabel Shabbos. Hefsek taira you're not allowed to do after shkia, right? And someone was just heckling me, and Rav and Yeshiva was just heckling me about my shita, about how much after shkia. You know, this is where you'll find different discrepancies between different yeshivas. If you know how much you hold of Rabbeinu Tam. One shayla is hefsek taira, and one shayla is shalosh shavus. You know how long you'll give after shkia. What? Right, Rav Osner was machmir. Eretz Yisrael dikapayis gemar war machmir. Rav Moshe held more of Rabbeinu Tam, but in our yeshiva, Rav Shechter is not a fan of after shkia allowing things. He won't daven after shkia. You know, so what's the din of after a Kabbalah Shabbos, after a Tosefes? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes here, I forget who he quotes it from, certain Acharonim, that said that's Guva the Chiddush, maybe the Yad Shol, that's the Chiddush over here. Maybe, by Shabbos, you would have thought that you could extend the day. That Mitzat Tosefes, I would still have Yom Shomo. And the end of Shabbos, not on the Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm sorry, that was a little confusing. She took the Nidra on Shabbos, and now I have Lamaisa we paskin ad chashecha. So now, what is chashecha? In a normal day, chashecha is shkia. But what happens if you have the din of Tosefes? So maybe you would have avamina that the din is that it goes weiter, amshinov. You have till Tuesday, right? You have till whenever you make avdala, right? Probably not. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that you wouldn't have Pascha Tzlis. But you would have an extension. So that's Kamash Malon, that by Shabbos, though, that you don't take on Tosefes, and you don't include that into the Yom Shom. Why? What's the pshat? So this is a very fundamental pshat. It comes out that this Nakuda that the Achronim are saying to answer the Rosh and the Ran's Kasha is Taka Yisoid in Tosefes. L'chayra, what it's saying is that, yeah, there's a din called Tosefes of Kedusha Sayyayim. But legabi other halachos that are relevant to the day, that doesn't affect, right? Lamashal, nagei halach lamaisa, nailed it. Okay, there's a psak of the Vilna Gaon, right? The Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says that what I believe, if I remember correctly, the Mogen Avraham says on Motzei Pesach. Benji asked me if I could tie this into Pesach somehow, so I just I said no. And that's just so the Magen Avraham says that you could bench on Chamer Medina Motzei Pesach before Havdalah. Why? What's Pshat? That's he's saying that the Isser Chometz and the Kedusha Sayyim are not Hainu Hach. The Hainu Shivas Yomim Chometz is over. Pesach's over. I personally was not Mavdil, so there wasn't any Kedushas Hayom that was Pachah. So I have a Mitzvah Savdala. So, also over here, Legabe the Shaila of Sfir Sa'imer, what does your Kedusha Shabbos have to do with whether or not the count in the Aymer? Why should you lose, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, why should you lose the Aymer because of your Tosefes Shabbos? And that's also the rationale that many understand in the Ramah, which is the way we paskin, that B'di'evul, again, L'chadchila, everyone should remember, L'chadchila, we don't want to get into the Shaila, it's 2 days in the Ramah. But b'di'evit, if a woman, lamaisa, does v'mekabel Shabbos, she lit candles, she forgot to do her hefsek, we would allow her to do the hefsek afterwards. Because again, that's her cheshbon in her 5 days. It's not necessarily going to be megareya onto the from the fact that she has kedusha sayyim. Also, legabe her relationship with her husband about the yom the afara. The kedusha sayyim of Shabbos has no bearing on that halacha. Also, it's like a shmak amara makom. Rosh Hashanah just points out that l'chayra this mishnah according to this pshat. You know, whether or not that's the pshat of the Mishnah, obviously the Rosh and the Ran disagreed with that. That's not the Pasha pshat and the Rishayna. But l'chayra the din would be true. So he just points out that if you look in the Taz and the Marshal, there's a machlekes, the Taz and the Marshal, if a person is mekabel, shmini atzeres early, whether or not he is allowed to eat in the sukkah at that time, so the Taz says he's not allowed to eat in the sukkah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says from this lumdus, basically the way we're presenting it, why that the two l'chayra don't have a stira to each other? L'chayra the Taz would according to his line of reasoning, that Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, the Taz should hold that also l'gavi biyom shomo, that it should be tully on the kedushas hayom of Shabbos as well, which l'chayra is lo nita le'yomer. So it's just the kasha on that havana within Tosefos of kedushas hayom.
Those are
the
2 days in the Ramah? About Hefsek Tyra?
That's the way the Mishnah's Yaivitz understands. That's the way the Velth understands. That's clearly the way... That's the way many Achorim explain the 2 days. If you don't accept this Chakira and you think that it's not true, so then you're obviously going to have to explain the Ramah differently. The way we're presenting it now and like we're setting up... So then that would be the 2 days in the Ramah. And then Enoch Nami, what you're pointing out is correct. According to the other daya that the Tosefos even affects my personal issues, so then one could ask the question, oh, so will that change the Shaila? Would that Ramah actually say Legabe Faris Nadarim? Just like you're saying it affects my 5 days in the Hefsek Tyra, so maybe it'll affect my Hafaris Neder. Maybe you could say that. That's what Shlomo Zalman's basically Ha'ara. He's just pointing it to the Taz. He's not pointing it to the... Right, correct. It will be Hainuach. That's the way Rzolti as a shtickle in Mishnah Siavitz, he puts all these shittas in the same mahalach. Shechta didn't hold to this chakira. He doesn't think that that's the machlokes in the Ramah. He doesn't think that that's the machlokes the Taz and Rashal. Shechta doesn't. He thinks it's pasha that Tosefos is like the way we're explaining it. It's just a din in kedushas hayayim. On kedekach kedarko b'kodesh, that he doesn't even think that that's a machlokes, and that's what any of these shitas are, and he'll be masbrit in different ways. But the classic way to understand is that that's the nekuda, and therefore, like Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, so then how would the Taz actually paskim l'gabe this shaila? Good.
So
Shechter
holds there's no chumrah, there's no chumrah.
Yeah, it's all kedushas hayoyim. There's no stira. Ad kedekach, the Rav Shechter mamish holds that. You could be Mekabel, no one, I think the minig is not like this, but Rav Shechter holds, you could be Mekabel Shabbos after Yontif, you could be Mekabel Shabbos early, and you could daven Shabbos in the middle of Yontif. Right? Or it's Fakaret, I'm trying to think right now. How did it work out?
Yontif going into Shabbos.
So you're Mekabel Tosefos early. So.
Right.
Some would say that that's a stira to the Yontif. How could you. Right? How could you. No, like, what are you wrong? Right, he held that it's bechlal not a stira to daven the other day, and to be meisif the kedushas I am onto it. Mela, you can have another day's tefillah, or no, maybe that was it. That you could have rish. Right, you could daven if the next day was rish. I don't remember exactly. With some sort of stira. Well, that's the machlekes the Taz and the Marashal. That's their machlekes. Whether or not you could eat in the sukkah, you have to eat in the sukkah at that point in time. The Taz says no. And then you're dealing with a problem of stira. I don't remember the exact case, but basically it came out. It was a case of davening a yalav yovo, not Motzah Shabbos. It was a kedusha. It was a kedusha of. It was a yontif going into another day that seemed to be a stira, and Rav Shechter holds that it's bechlam not a stira. So just daven that in the middle of the day, or be meisif that tefillah. Maybe it was Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it was Rosh Chodesh. Oh, that's what it was. Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Everyone would say that. Rosh Chodesh is on Friday. And I accepted Shabbos early. And now I want to... Oh, that's what it is. Now I want to know, what do I do with my Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei? My Shabbos Amidah. Shechter said, say Rosh Chodesh. What's the problem? Everyone else is going to say, what do you mean? If I'm davening Shabbos, it makes no sense to say Yalav Yavo. But he thinks, like, they're not a steer to each other. They're just being Maisif HaKadusha onto the day, so then you can say, Mamish Al Derech, what we're saying over here, like Rav Shmuel Zalman saying, but Ad Kadei Kach, that's the Svar Pshuta. Okay, right there. Lamaisa, there is a very fascinating sugya that it's Kedai to look at. I don't want to get into it. It's very nogay. We discussed this in the SCP Shirim in Hilchas Mukta. The Gemara asked the Kasha over here by Afaras Nedarim on Shabbos that even if the Baal comes in and he's made for the Nedarim on Shabbos, but why doesn't this item remain Mukta? Lamaisa, Miyemer, the Mizdakik Le Baal. The Gemara asks, who says that her Baal is going to find out about it and her Baal is going to be able to be made for it? So the Gemara says, oh no, this is like the last Chabur, that no, she has das, kol da, kol no deris, al das, baili no deris, and she has smichas das, and it's not mukta. This sugya is another Pesach thing. This sugya is very nogeh to the shiloh we spoke about a few years ago on Pesach, about, I think it fell out, Motzei Pesach was Shabbos a few years ago. So there's a big tumult in the Peskim about Gebruchs on that Shabbos, if it's Mukta. So the Shaila is, if you have Mukta for one person and not Mukta for another person, does that make it Mukta? That's all based on our Sugya. Because the whole Gemara there that's discussing our Sugya, that asks, I is it Mukta? So Taisis asks, what do you mean it's Mukta? It's Mukta for her. She has an Eder. But it's not Mukta for the rest of the Welt. It's not rest of the Olam. So why is this even Bechlal considered Mukta? This is the discussion of whether or not Truma is considered Mukta, if the fact that you can give it to a Kain. Is the fact that it's Mukta to one person going to make it Mukta to the other people? That's the discussion of the Rishonim on this, based on our Sugya, which ultimately affects Kitnius and these different Shailas in terms of Pesach, Shabbos, Etzchal, after Pesach. Good, right there. Okay. So I just wanted to point out those ha'aras in terms of the background of the Gemara, and then introduce the Reb Kiva Eger based on what Morty just said. So Reb Kiva Eger asked the following shaila: what happens? This is Geshmak. Reb Kiva Eger says, what happens if a woman took a neder bein hashmashos? So you don't know if it's Yom or if it's Lila. It's a constant suffix if it's Yom or if it's Lila, right? So what happens? What do you mean? What's Reb Kiva Eger says? So they ask, if she took it in a second in Bei Hashmashos, by the time that I'm being Mefer, if that was Yom, when I'm being Mefer, it might be Lila. So I might have lost my ability to be Mefer. So that was the Shoyle. Reb Kiva Eger said, L'chayra, if she took a neder in Bei Hashmashos, L'chayra should never be able to be Mefer. So Reb Kiva Eger responded to the Shoyle, it's not true. Because in as much as the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we learned that if a Baal is not Shemeya, or doesn't have the ability to be Mefer, right, then the clock doesn't start. So if it's not his lagging, and the only reason he can't be Mefer is because that was maybe, by the definition of Bein Hashmashos, that was maybe Yom, this is maybe Lila, so then what? That he could, the clock is delayed. It's like when he was Shemeya at a later time, that he can be Mefer at that later time. However, says Reb Kiva Eger, what happens if she took another Bein Hashmashos, the husband heard it, paused, thought about what to do, and then in Bein Hashmashos he wants to now be Mefer. He thought, he said, oh, I should be Mefer. Now, says Reb Kiva Eger, wait a second, I can't be totally on Bein Hashmashos. You might have delayed and now caused it. You had the opportunity to be Mefer, and now you don't have that opportunity because maybe it's Lila, and that's a problem. So, says Reb Kiva Eger, but I still think it's okay. Why do I think it's okay? Because you have a Svek Sveika. What's the Svek Sveika? Says Reb Kiva Eger, maybe she took it by day, right? But maybe I'm also day. We don't know. We don't know what the nature of the time that I'm being made for. And even if I'm night, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe she took it by night. So it's a sex feka, so he wants to be mekel. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, wait a second, this is a problem. Because this is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why? How's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Well, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin if the baal can be mefer. Why is it not a davar sheyesh lo matirin over here? Well, says Dr. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because you can be matir etzel chacham. So why should you rely on a sex feka, right? It's a major machlekes rishonim. Kiveg is naming on, right? It's machlekes rishonim. Whether or not you're allowed to be make on a sex feka, b'davar sheish l'matirim, could be totally on what the lumdus of sex feka is. But he says we should be machmir in this situation. If a guy paused for a second, because now it's a sex feka, b'davar sheish l'matirim. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's not b'davar sheish l'matirim. Why is it not b'davar sheish l'matirim? Because it's a chiluk between the hafara of the baal, which could be done bal karcho, and the hatara of the chacham, which is only midam midas. So you're losing that tzchus. It's ke'en, the svar of the Neid B'Yehuda, and the Neid B'Yehuda says, when it comes to using a chair, ishtamshus, not isuri achila, that's not a davar sheish matirim. Because what are you going to tell me? After Shabbos, I'll use the chair, after it's mukta? That's not a good davar sheish, that's not a davar sheish matirim. I want to use it now. You're never going to be matir what I want to use right now. So that dimension, that aspect, has no heter to it. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as long as I can find the nafkamina between Afara and Atara, so Mimela, it's Megala, that it's not a Dervish Shish Matir.
It's even more than that, right? Because she might just not want to do it.
Meaning, right.
Just say no.
Okay, good. She might want to, right, that's true. That's true. Yeah, right. In a chanami. But then Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the end, he says, but, by virtue of this conversation, he says, but, outside of this halacha, right? He says, what's the din if you're cooking on Yontif and you light and you want to cook at Bein HaShemashos? So he says, there, that's a sex feka, right? But you might not be using it on Yontif. It might be the next day when you're using it. So then that is a davar sheish l'matir. And then he says, Lo ra'isi mi she ma'or b'zeh. But he says, and from our sugi, he says, outside of rare, where you can't say the difference between afar and atar, where it is a classic davar sheish l'matirim, he thinks from here, you should extrapolate that you should not be able to cook in Bein HaShemashos, because even though it's a sex feka with a davar sheish l'matirim, which does not have a ein l'matirim to resolve it. So he says, b'koach this sugi, that's the issue over here. Okay. Just do it afterwards.
It's cooking.
You're going
to eat it.
Yeah. Then. Right.
Then.
No, going into Chol. Yeah. Okay. Lamaisa, there is. Yeah.
The sphinx vapor that he was just saying, I don't know, maybe unless I just said, it didn't sound like a sphinx vapor.
Sound like the. Wait, we said the sphinx vapor? Safek. He says, Safek. So every sphinx fake is building on each other.
No, this one sounds like it's not building on each other. If it's Yom Steh, well, then it's for him. And if it's Laila for her, then it's Laila for him.
Yeah, maybe. If it's Safek.
They're not playing off.
Why? Even in Tinsulomer, that it's a problem. That's the way every sphinx fake works. Even in Tinsulomer, Lareyusa, I could still say, maybe she took the nether when it was Laila. That's a sphinx fake. If toot studim lahak. So the Rashba over here quotes a Yerushalmi. It's a very short Rashba.
But it's a unbelievable Rashba. Yerushalmi says here there's a major nafkamina between the ace to the ace and Yom Shomo of Achetechshach, which we paskin, which is the following. It's not in the Gemara, only in the Yerushalmi. Mamish, earth shattering. Like, how could the Karanera discusses about the Korban Eda on the Yerushalmi asks, how come none of the paskim even deal with this? It's like,
Hafaras Nadarim Aleis La'es V'chomar M'kol Ayom. Short Rashba, three lines. Yerushalmi. Nishtatek V'chazer L'diburo. Happens if the Baal loses the ability to speak. Right? And then he gains the ability to speak again. Al Daita de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Oisei Zug, according to those that hold Me'es La'es, Chof Dalet Shaitos, Charles, Al Daita de Rabbonon, Ein Lo El Oisei Hayom Belvat. Means he learns that the nafkamina of the clock of 24 hours, Me'es La'es, or Ad Shetechshach, will have a fundamental difference if the Baal was not able to be mefer. If you learn the lumdis is that you need a clock of 24 hours, not a din niyoyim, it's not like a deadline, so then you need 24 hours of capability of being mefer. Masha'en kein, if you learn it's a din niyoyim, so we don't care. Even if part of the day, the clock, was a zman that you weren't able to react, that's not the way this works. As long as at the end of the day you had the ability and the day ended, so then it's over. Now it's interesting. The Bavli doesn't talk about this. The only thing you have similar a little bit in the Bavli is he didn't know he could be mefer. That the Gemara talks about. But this case of Neshtatich is not discussed in the Bavli. But the Karen Ira thinks that it might be discussed by the Rishonim earlier in the Bavli. And I sent this Karen Ira to you. Before we get to the this is a Rosh earlier in the Gemara, on Daf Ayin Beis, something that the Rosh says, that he thinks is Tully on this. But before we get to this, he asked a Bam Kasha, which is really Nogeda Arsugya. If you skip, you see where the Karen Ira is on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis? So he quotes this Yerushalmi. He quotes V'hiksha Korban Eda Lame Hishmitu Apoiskim Hachdina in the middle of the paragraph. You see the first word of the line Hishmitu. V'hishtamit Le. So he says the only recording of this din in the Rishayim is the Rosh. B'firusha L'daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. Heviu V'chich Mehoda Amrino Le'el Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says Girsha V'hadra B'yoyme. What happens if he divorces her and then he remarries her on that same day? Right? That accounts. So fine. So that's the Rosh says. The Bavli was machria against this. Although I'm realizing now, it's not really against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi was only saying that in Me'es La'es. But the Rosh was L'chor saying it according to everyone in both Shitas. He wasn't saying it was Tully on this. But so the way he's understanding is that the Rosh's statement was Bein Me'es La'es and Bein B'yom Shomo. The Bavli would hold that we don't care that you didn't have the capability. The day ends. Good? Fine. Well, listen to this Kasha. L'chor Tiksha. The Gemara says later on, what? What does the Gemara say later on? According to the Manda Omer, right? According to the Manda Omer that holds Yochel Ahofer Afilu Nedarim Shalol Tzorach HaShabbos L'Tanakama. According to the Tanakama that holds Yom Shomo Ad Shetechshach Shem Delo Yochel Ahofer Achar HaShabbos Va'amai Kevin Delav Bar HaFaru Hu B'Shabbos Lama Lo Yutan Lo Yom Mashmiya Achar HaShabbos. Yeah, well, it's backwards. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem for the Yerushalmi.
Yeah? No, because the Yerushalmi is moide that if you hold Ad Shetechshach, which is the day of the Tanakama, that holds, you're not going to have the ability to be made for afterwards. So, even if you didn't have the ability to, you're done.
Oh.
So I don't understand this kasha. Right? What's he asking? He's asking, why did the Gemara have a kasha that you can be made for Nedarim Shmuel Tzarech? What do you mean? If it's also to be made for Nedarim, so then you weren't able to be made for it, and according to the Yerushalmi, it's not Shver. But Haguf Minei Ubei. The Gemara is saying, according to Tanakama, what does Tanakama hold? Not Meis Leis. According to Tanakama, that Biyom Shomo, Ad Shetech Shach, you're not able to be made for it. Even if you weren't able to be made for in certain areas of the Zman. So what's this kasha?
This is the entire Zman.
What?
This is the entire Zman. It's not like a certain point in time where there wasn't the Shrikas. Like this is...
Oh. Chor tikshul, as far as Yerushalmi, mehadar minu l'kamon, the yochel lahofer, afilu in the darm shalil tzorech ha-shabbos, the tana kama, shim de lo yuchel lahofer, achar ha-shabbos, v'amai, came in the lav bar ha-faru, b'shabbos, lama lo yitun lo shmiya achar ha-shabbos. You're saying that would be true even according to the man, the Omer, because it's the entire Zman, the Karanar is assuming both days would be maskim? Right, everyone hear where I'm struggling now?
I thought, I'm rereading the Yerushalmi and
let's start from the top. Let's start from the top.
He says that if you don't get your ability to talk before the day is over, you get another day.
That's only according to Meis Leis.
No, I don't think that's true.
That's where I'm... Okay, let me read that again. We're going to be Yerushalmi. Naf kumina bein tan kam la rabbi yosi im nishtatev chazal dibur bosio. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Mosif, and Lo Shalos Kfi Shalos Shnishtati. Tanakama Einu Mufar El Ad Shetechshach. Oh, that's his Hemshach. V'im Lo Chazal L'Diboru El B'Yoyim Amachros Ikakula Tanakama. Oh, that's not in the Rashba. That's why. Yeah, he doesn't quote the whole thing. That's exact. Oh, excellent. V'im Lo Chazal L'Diboru El B'Yoyim Amachros. So it goes in two directions. I said the Yerushalmi wrong. So Morty's right. The Yerushalmi says, first of all, what happens if I pause in the middle of the day and I lost some of my hours? So that'll be a chumrah by Me'es Leis. Sorry, it'll be a kula by Me'es Leis and a chumrah of Ad Shetech Shach. That Ad Shetech Shach, you got it back on that day and Shkia happened, good. And Me'es Leis, no, you missed some hours, so good. What happens if I... Says the Yerushalmi, what happens? V'im lo chazal l'dibura ela b'yom ha-machros. What happens if I never got back the ability the next day? So then I never had a shkia. I never had a yom. I never had a chashecha. Because it was, so he says, lo chazal l'dibura ela b'yom ha-machros, ikakul l'tanakama. D'lididei noisun lo kol ha-yom shechazal l'dibura. Then you're going to have a buffer day. D'yom ha-shmiya rishon, enoch shekal, kevin shenishtatik. L'rabi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in noisun lo elechav t'al chalas b'tzeres. No, you only have a few hours on that day. Because of Meis Leis, gevaldik, shkoyach. Excellent. So, frak, so now that we have Akasha, even according to Tanakama, there's a matzav of where you're not able to be mefer. Frak the karanara, bam, kasha. What was the Gemara saying that according to the Manda Omer that holds, b'yoyim shomo, right? Ad shetech shach. So you have to be able to be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. Afilu shalo letzarech, what we started off with, because you don't have an ability. Why? According to the Yerushalmi, just say, you don't have the ability. It's like a guy who's nishtatik. You don't have the ability on Shabbos. Aim a fair and Nedarim on Shabbos. Shalo letzarech on Shabbos. So Mela, it shouldn't count. I should have the whole buffer day tomorrow. Bam kasha. Zok to karanayra. Geshmak achiluk. This is a yesoid that the karanayra is saying in the Gemara. That is a yisoid that Achronim use like all the time in Svaras Lechalik. Basically, what it's called is Aryehu de Ravele. Be'etzim, says the Karanera, Avadi, you're able to be Mefer. You have the Koyach HaFaro. There was nothing here that was removed. Just what? The day, punkt, is a day that has restrictions that now is a Zman that's not Nitan LaHafaro. So says the Karanera, he thinks that even the Svarad Yerushalmi, that says that now you would have a buffer. Are you near there? Yerushalmi nami lo kamer elibish nishtakted lav bar aforu klal. If it's a din in the husband, then he now doesn't have the ability to be mefer. The yishtakol milule, he doesn't have any words, taking the ability to speak. Avokoshu bar aforu vidover acher garam lo. But any time that in terms of the relationship and the wife, husband and the wife, he has the ability to be mefer. But it just punked. Is a zman that he can't be mefer? In Yerachalof Gemo Agerish and Mr. Shabbos, Bezegam Yerushalmi Moida De Ein Lo Ela Yoim Shmiya Levad. Right? That would not be what the Yerushalmi was saying. If that's the case, if he's saying Gerishin, so then it's not exactly like the way the Rosh's Cheshbon is, that would be a nafkamina between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and that the Bavli didn't accept this. But this is an incredible, incredible nafkamina.
Why
does of,
he mean Gerishin?
Because that was...
It's not a bar of fire when he's doing
Gerishin. He's calling that Dover Acher Garma. Because... In you're saying that should be like nishtatik,
yeah,
because there's no kesher, there's no shaychus.
Yeah,
yeah, I hear. Which is also, by the way, that's the Rosh. The Rosh is saying a raya, not like the Yerushalmi from Gerishin, but the Bali didn't hold like the Yerushalmi. Yeah, and he's backing out from that. I don't know why he's saying that, but Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi, and it's an important nafkamina. Of the two shitas, right? Of me'es le'es, if you have a zman that you didn't have the ability to be mefer. I was just trying to remember right before the shir, I think we had something similar in earlier chaburas. I was trying to remember about if you were shoyl on the hakoma, how you calculate how much time you have left. I think we had a machlokes a tour in the Rambam about this. Do you start over? Or are you mitzaref? Is that time period that paused also included? Do you have a new day to be made for? Do you have like a new Yom Shomo? Or do you say that no, you have whatever you have left after, and you just were granted the ability to be made for? So that's like the example in the Rishayim about a pause in Zman. But other than the Rush, it seems like no one else discusses this other nafkamina about a situation where physically a person did not have the ability to be mefer. Okay, we'll stop here.
That's when you tied into the Rambam tour.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where it came up. But I have to look back at my notes. Yeah. Okay, Shkaich.
You mentioned this concept of sorry for anything that's ace, that you would start the time.
You mean the cheshbon of the Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
You're saying what type of...
the person's davening, they can't be made for. That's like an example. I don't know if I'm trying to.
No, so I'm saying according to the way we paskin, we don't paskin me ace.
Pass,
so it wouldn't be, it would be a chumrah. You would lose it.
Right. We don't paskin ace.
You're right. According to the Yerushalmi, Lefi, the Manda Omer, that would hold Me'es Le'es. So you would have that nafkamina if you were davening, or if you didn't have the ability to be mefer, so you might have some extra time.
But is this concept regarding Le'es Le'es, is that carried into any other, could that be carried into any other area where we have Le'es Le'es? Even if we don't pass it, like...
I don't think so. Like, let's say Kavush Kamavushal, right?
Sure.
So Matzias. Here the word is that we want to, there's an impression of the husband based on the fact that he didn't react in this window of time. But if that impression is not there, it's not megala anything. It's not a halacha in days. He's just saying, Yerushalmi saying, depending on how you cheshbon this day, will be enough gaminas about what you need. Do you need him? That he needed that. Do you need that he had the ability that entire.
Right.
That entire second of the day, and Mela, that's in halachos, that you're going to need his ability to respond, so then you might have an afkamina by Me'es Leis, but I don't know what other halachos that's going to